I was taught, I remember hearing my grandmother tell me one time, marry for the money and fall in love. And I didn't quite understand that. It made sense in her era. But the way it, for me, the way it translated into now is choose someone that's coming to your relationship that's enhancing it. Like looking at who they are and what they bring of value to building down the line.
Hey, it's your imaginary best friend, Finch. And I know at times life can seem hard and you can feel stuck with no valuable answers and nowhere to go. Listen, I have a host of secrets and recipes that will not only help you enhance your lifestyle, career, relationships, and finances, but also help get your ass off the fence. And just because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean you're not where you're supposed to be. So let's go do the work. This episode starts now. Yeah, I mean, JB on that show, Queens.
Yeah. Wow.
All we got is ass out on a pole somewhere. Like.
I thought
JB, you doing it like that?
I thought you was on P-Valley last week. I thought that was...
I wonder if Mika gonna come back so I can wrap it up with my
hilarious
monologue.
Going to get your monologue.
You know, can I mention something Finch said about, and it was a really good point, about how white America created this this hierarchy, you know, with men and women. It is so true. I do a lot of documentaries and I watch a lot of history, and I've been doing a lot of reading about how other cultures live. And then because I work internationally, I ask a lot of questions with a lot of my international colleagues. You would not believe how many other countries outside of the U.S. are led by women. Not to say women need to lead, but I'm also seeing a lot of countries that are led by men and women, where these women are more prominent and respected within the households, but the men are leading in an area of being the providers. But the women are the ones that are making the house move and making sure that the man is able to continue to provide. Mm. There are so many different dynamics to having a healthy relationship and a healthy household. We really need to focus on, like JB said, what works for your house and not so caught up on who's doing what. But I think that we should encourage a lot of these listeners to stop looking at what society is showing them, what their friends are doing, finding a place of peace within themselves and saying, what do I need to be happy within my relationship? Where do I fall short? And what strengths do I need to look for in the person that I want to choose to be in a relationship with? Those are the things that are important. I don't want to choose, if I'm bad in finance, I don't want to choose somebody that's bad in finance too, because we're going to be all fucked up. So I need to, one, try to seek some help to be better myself. But I also want to choose somebody who's going to be good with finance, because if I'm still struggling, we both can't be over here fucked up. So I think we really need to encourage that. And I just wanted to kind of point that out, because I know we nearing wrapping it up. I don't want us to not leave our listeners with something positive to figuring out how can they select better and
fuck
have healthier relationships.
And continue to work on your own picker, because every bad pick,
Lord.
Every bad pick you pick, the mother finger's pointing back at you. You gotta reevaluate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Find out why you keep picking the wrong people for yourself.
Here's my opinion on
fine tune that picker.
And I'm just speaking from my experience and what I've seen. My experience is that a lot of the women who call themselves queens and say they are the prize, oftentimes the same women who will turn around and present the partnership piece. And when I did the research for this topic, I read again and again and again, like I said before, where for women who want marriage, they feel like they need that nourishment, that connection, that companionship part of their lives, and not necessarily a leadership or dominance from a man, because they don't need that to survive. So do I think women want a partner, or do I think they want a consort? I actually think women want something kind of different based on what I've seen. I think women want a hybrid man. And here's what I mean. In terms of traditional value that we oftentimes associate with patriarchy, women appreciate a man who's productive, who's responsible, reliable, handy, respectable, respectful, things of that nature. They like those old school qualities. But then they also want them to have new school qualities such as being able to compromise, being able to be flexible, being able to empathize more, being able to show more compassion rather than just full-blown testosterone all day long. It's kind of like this, you know, trying to take the best parts of what they believe men are. Because if a man is too compassionate, then he's too soft. But then if he's too masculine, he's too hard and he's an asshole. So having said that, if I had to pick between one of the two, whether they want a partner or whether they want a consort, I think they want more so the partner. Because when I hear the whole queen argument on and, you know, I'm the prize argument and all that, truthfully, that's coming out of the mouths of women who I personally would never approach in the first place. And I don't know too many men who really take that seriously. Again, I have no empirical proof of this. This is just my opinion. So moving forward, as society continues to evolve and more women get their degrees, and something we haven't discussed, if the income gap shrinks to where women are actually able to start making the same money for the same type of work, society will continue to evolve. So yeah, I don't think the men need to start. I don't think the men need to stop being men. I think that they just need to evolve to being even better versions of the men that they are. And then I think we'll be better off as a whole. Sure.
Nate, can I ask a question? Where do you see these women calling themselves queens and like these examples that you've given? Are you seeing this personally?
I see it all through social media. Experiencing I'm surprised this? That you don't.
I don't, because my algorithm is balanced. I don't see that bullshit. My algorithm is filled with people that are talking about their businesses, that are talking about their families, that are sharing accomplishments.
Which platforms are you on?
I don't see that. I just don't. I don't see it.
Yeah, I see it. I see Black women, like, especially like, you know, kind of woke. They're referring to themselves as Black queens. But anytime they refer to a man, they refer to him as a Black king as well. So I do see that movement thing where I'm a queen, he's a king. I'm looking for my king because I'm a queen. I've seen that before. But that all sounds that,
right. I think that's questionable.
Like, and I'm a queen. Like, I've never.
But here's why.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that too.
I think these women have different definitions of a king than what a king is historically, because if you look at monarchy, when you have a king, what he says goes.
I agree with that.
The queen is, you know, just arm candy for him.
That part.
And whether he's a good king or a bad king, what he says goes until he's either deposed or he dies. So this whole king and queen thing that we talk about, those are terms that get thrown around so loosely that I'm actually tired of hearing it, to be honest with you. I think it's time to move on to something else. And better understanding of where we're actually coming from, and not just communication, but freaking honesty. People not being afraid to say what they really mean. They really, really mean.
Good luck with that, Nate.
Because if we can start, if we can start doing that more often, we'll start to
honesty
be better
is
off.
Not something our society.
Because truthfully, if you're a gold digger,
say what you mean what you say.
And you say you're a gold digger, and you look honest with it,
say that.
Hey, thanks for letting me know. Rock on.
You still gonna get the money.
But don't hide it to use somebody.
Well,
so.
Well, again, we're talking about ignorant people that are not emotionally mature, that don't know how to have great communication. You know, these things that we're talking about, these people are already fucked up. So we're trying to rationalize why unrational people do bullshit. That just doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't work. I side eye anybody who, when I hear people say, you know, hey, queen, I side eye you. It's the same as people who walk around saying that they woke. Y'all don't know what the hell you talking about. Or people who are saging and don't know what the hell sages is. All they doing is lighting the damn sage stick and putting it in a bowl. That ain't what you do. Like,
that's what I did. And my whole day was fucked up. Whole day fucked up. Like, I would never, ever burn that shit again. And it didn't smell good. I think it was yours you left at my damn house. You probably rooted my goddamn house up, Root. I will never burn sage again.
There's a proper way that you are supposed to
clean. Up the feng shui and the energy.
But at the end of the day,
clearly.
You did it improperly, which is why she did.
My house was stinking and my day was messed up. It was the worst day of my life.
Oh my gosh. But I side-eye all of that because I just think that a lot of people don't know the basis of it. And again, I can't give logical answers with people who are not logical. They don't have the ability to make good decisions about their lives. They're dating horrible people. Their pickers are wrong and they're trying to figure out why they keep having bad relationships. Bitch, it's you. You choosing the wrong person, you know, and you're trying to figure out why you can't find the right person. Stop calling everybody your king. You don't even, that is just so confusing to me. Because it's not healthy. There's no logical explanation why any of these women or men do the things that they do. Why do men not just tell women
not brave enough?
Community did because they wanna. But again, they could just say it because most of these women they fucking you knowing that you fucking other people anyway. It's just. Right. Just tell me. Give me the option to say,
if we could get rid of shame.
I want to be a part of the community. Yeah.
You know, you fucking four people. If it was only three, I'd be okay. But you fucking four.
I think shame gone. It's too many people that have made things that used to be shameful. They're not like City Girls, Amber Rose, the slut walk. Like women do not care about, you knowing their true body count these days. Like a lot before. It would be three and you got to multiply that by 17. Now it's like, I fucked like 50 people. You probably your brother last week, like
last year.
These rappers and different things are making women really comfortable with just saying it, saying whatever it is, because they know some men are still going to be down regardless. Yep. You see men say, I don't give a fuck about her body count. That's her past. I got skeletons in my closet too. But before it was like, oh, if he know I've been with more than three people, he's probably not going to choose me. So let me dumb it down and be like, it was 2.5. I only sucked the last one dick.
Right.
No.
I mean, but she's not lying. But then it makes you think, why do women have to say that they only been with two, but men can walk around boasting about how many people they've been with?
It's
you know,
the double standards, the double standard. That's
at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you've done in your past. It matters about who you are right now. Get your pickers tuned up. Make sure you're going to therapy. You've got a good mental state. You keep your house clean. You know, you are managing your finances.
That's true.
You're trying to create healthy spaces and healthy relationships.
When you haven't quite tuned into yourself,
it's simple.
You can continue to make mistakes even when you don't realize it. But the idea is to keep trying to get it right. Keep trying. Because people will nut up
for something and don't know what they want.
We will never get rid of the illogical people.
Y'all want people to change.
We just need to try to get more people to get a clue. That's really it.
That's just not reality.
Wait, what'd you
get into relationships and don't even know what they want or who they are? Like, how are you looking for me and you don't know you?
What did you say, Finch?
I said we're expecting change from people who have the same mindset. And that's just not reality. I mean, in order for a change to take place, you have to change how you view things. You have to change how you think about things, which then in turn changes what you speak about things. And until that mental change takes place and takes shape in your life, nothing else will change because you will still see things in life the same way. And I've always told people you have to deprogram yourself from, it's almost like when you have a computer virus. Like if you have a computer virus, you can't just keep going on the same computer.
You gotta
wipe that whole thing clean. So
what
that
was the show? You got to unlearn it.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, so you have to deprogram yourself from everything you've been taught about everything, especially relationships. And then you have to reprogram yourself with healthy, inviting, nourishing aspects of how relationships should be and not come in with that bullshit that society has taught you that only benefits nobody. Because at the end of the day, it don't benefit anybody. Like when I see society talking and women talking about being queens, there's what they're virtually saying in that essence is I deserve to be treated a certain way, but they're not looking at how they treat the man. And then when a man is coming in and he's expecting a woman who's not, who he hasn't committed to making a long-term commitment with, to do a bunch of committal stuff with, that's absurd, because that's just not reality. Because in a real, in a healthy relationship, everyone benefits. In the relationship society has depicted or do depict on television, none of that shit is healthy. All of that shit is toxic. So at the end, it's, and it's unbalanced, because if I'm just giving you to suffice for you, and you're giving me little or nothing, then I'm depleted by the end of the day. Right. So at the end of the day, we're supposed to be equally giving one another the things that the relationship needs, not necessarily what the person needs, because the shit you think you need, again, could come from the, it comes from the programming that you've been given by society that says you deserve this, this, and this. And at the end of the day, you don't deserve shit.
Right. And then you have these externally beautiful people.
I got a question for the ladies right quick.
Just messed up inside
because of trauma.
You work so hard on your external. You in the gym, you dieting, you doing all this stuff, you wearing the makeup, you wearing the weaves, you getting your pecs done, like whatever it is, and you're just not a good person inside. And then vice versa, you have some people that are really great that aren't focused on the external at all, just unhealthy, just not trying or anything. Yeah. You have to get that whole 360 together, all of you.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Let's take a pause for a second.
What's he doing?
JB, are you okay?
What?
Are you okay, friend?
He's waiting on his wife to give new teleprompter.
Wow.
Let me see. Blink 3 times.
JB, are you okay for real?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up?
I mean, you just don't, you don't look right, man. You ain't been participating in the conversation.
Right.
You all right, man? I'm just checking on you, bro.
Oh yeah, I'm good.
JB all day.
I'm right.
Taking it all
JB
all day.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just earlier checking on.
In all right, so Nate had a question for the women. That marriage is a business decision. But then we've all talked about how women want more cooperation, more consideration, more emotional support, more fairness, more sharing. So in your opinions, you know, because we're doing market sampling here, to do better, should we approach them as business decision, or do we really need to try to hold on to the emotional aspect of it?
I think both.
I was taught, I remember hearing my grandmother tell me one time, marry for the money and fall in love. And I didn't quite understand that. It made sense in her era, but the way it, for me, the way it translated into now is to someone that's coming to your relationship, that's enhancing it, like looking at who they are and what they bring of value to building down the line, not just what looks good at that moment. Because love is something that you grow into, especially if people have wonderful qualities. You can meet someone who has a solid foundation.
Like you got a bad taste in his mouth, like you want to say something.
No, okay.
Because I wonder about that love is something that you grow into. I don't know about all that.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's not true.
That's the fault.
Sometimes it is, not all the time.
That ain't never true about love. About love itself, that's not true. That is what we have grown to be taught by people. That ain't love.
Those are business.
Think about arranged marriages.
The true essence of love.
Think about arranged marriages.
I really don't think it's a business decision. I say people. A lot of people say that is, but
you talking about arranged marriages, Mika?
Yeah. Well, no, that is, but. Like a good marriage is a business decision. I just think it's like one of the sayings, just find someone you want to wake up with forever. Like, well, when I met Ruth, I didn't say we're going to make some money together. We have 20 years of wanting to do the work and keep this friendship. Why does it get so complicated when it shifts from friends to relationships? Like, I have the same friends in my life that I decided every day I'm going to make sure I do whatever I need to do to keep these friends. I'm going to work at these friendships, and I'm going to do the same thing with my man. Like, and I'm going to keep, thank you. And I'm going to keep choosing him. I heard another saying, like, find someone that all the time you just keep choosing them. Even when it's hard, you still choose them. It's just that simple. Like, how I don't get where the shift. I think expectation shifts. I expect less from Rue than I would expect from. But no, I guess marry your best friend. Don't let there be a divide in that. Find someone that you want to have in your life for the rest of it, and just make it work. Do whatever it takes to make it work, and you both do it, not just one. That's, I think that's the problem. One, somebody's doing it, the other's not. Find someone equally into you that wants to do the work. No business, maybe not love. You're not going to be in love every day if you're together for 50 plus years. Right. Finch, you've mentioned several times on previous shows about your aunt and uncle. I'm sure they done had some times where he was on the couch. He might have done left the house before.
No.
Who knows?
Not true about the couch thing. They don't sleep. They've only slept in and not in the same bed one time in 63 years.
See, and that's what we need. That's what we need on the show. Like, what's in that you know decided what? To keep?
I think that's a good. I think that's a good idea.
What you just said. You know, I just had a conversation with
them. Let's bring in these couples who've been married for like decades and decades.
Yeah. 2 days ago.
Would they come on the show?
I'm surrounded by marriages. Like, I have married couples younger than me that have been together for 20 years. Like, my whole circle there. So it's just good, positive. And sometimes they're not always that positive, but they decided. They woke up and decided we're gonna stay together. We're going to work on this because we said this. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that.
Yeah, look.
And they're friends.
I'm going to see if I can get them to call into the show because I think we have that feature. Yeah.
I would love it.
And that's 100% true because love is a choice. It's a choice at the end of the day. And it's really about making sure you go into these relationships as a whole person by yourself.
I think a part that you said about making a conscious choice to work at it, that's key because why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? If you can't be clear about how you're why you're doing it,
and we offer that to everyone,
then it's probably bound to fail, right? That's why I kind of
exactly. We give it to our children, our friends, unconditional love. They can just do whatever, and we just love them unconditionally. And as soon as your man or woman do this one thing or show this one load, it's like no forgiveness. You can't bounce back from that.
Right.
And it's like your cousin done stole money from you about 15 times and you still loaning and loving and letting them stay, but you just keep
your kids, not even your cousin, kids.
Your children will try you, but you're going to love them unconditionally. Right.
Now, Mika, you asked a question, and I can tell you what the answer to when you was asking about my aunt and uncle. One of the things they've always said to me, and we just had a conversation yesterday. Actually, we just talked to my aunt and uncle yesterday because we talk every week. For one is they said they decided a long time ago. And remember, guys, my aunt and uncle got married when my aunt was 16, my uncle was 17. And they've been married. They've never split. They've never separated. He don't have no outside kids. So this whole myth and lie about where every man cheats and all this, that's not true. When two people decide we're going to be together till we die, and then they make a vow that it's going to always be about the marriage and not about individual. That's what my aunt told me. She's like, we decided it had to be about the marriage at all times and not about individuals. Now, have they gone through some things? Yes. My uncle used to be an alcoholic. My aunt is not ashamed about talking about that. However, no matter what has happened in their relationship, they have always worked through it. And the very thing that you're talking about, Mika, is we're not allowing little things to cause us to be like, I don't want to be a part of this no more. It's about how can we improve? How do I get better as a person? Both parties are saying that. How do I get better? And in some aspect, it's like, well, I have learned to accept my spouse how they come, because if they never change, am I still going to love them? Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Perfect.
Right.
No one's perfect.
And I don't see I think that's a myth we have to dispel when it comes to relationship, is people thinking people are perfect or thinking their relationship would be without issue or incident. That is not reality, ladies and gentlemen, because you have two individuals who have different characteristics and different characters about each other. It's about learning how we live together, working through our differences, and how to resolve conflict quickly. I mean, when you really get down to it, if I'm human, so I'm going to get upset. You're going to get upset. So at the end of the day, when we get upset, how do we come together? How do we now reconcile the moment that happened in our relationship that wasn't pleasant? How do we do that? So if you're not mature or I'm not mature, then at the end of the day, that's not going to ever work, because if you're always the victim and
perpetrator,
I'm always the what they call it?
that's the person that does the crime. If I'm always the perpetrator and you're always the victim, then you're never going to see yourself at fault about anything that happens in our relationship. And I think when we look at the makeup of men and women in society, we have a host of men and a host of women who have character flaws, not imperfections, but character flaws, meaning when they do some shit wrong, they're not accountable and they do not own that. They're always trying to blame. So that's why you hear women always talking about men. Like I saw a video today. This woman was talking about her past relationships and all the men. So she decided she's never going to get married, but she want a kid, but she's never going to be in a monogamous relationship because of the choices and men she made in her lifetime. And I don't think we talk about that aspect. Now, we talk about that here on the show, but I'm talking about in society. We don't hold men and women accountable for the type of people they have chosen to date. We talked about this a couple of episodes ago, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the person you chose. So if you keep choosing people who ain't shit and you keep getting those results in your relationship, you are the fucking problem. Mm-hmm. Fix your picker, as Root say, and then you can make better choices, because every woman is not a gold digger. Every woman is not out for herself. She's not self-centered or selfish or look at herself as a queen as society depicts her. Every man is not a cheater. Every man is not like that. Every man is not a liar. You have some great men out here. And you have some great women. I think the issue is bringing those two pools of people together, and we gotta start looking at the places in which we're searching and looking for relationships in. And Root, you said something about arranged marriages being business, but think about arranged marriages, because my wife has two friends that are in arranged marriages right now. They didn't have a choice. Somebody else chose for them. That's sometimes So when you start looking at arranged marriage, it's all about the business and the family lineage without talking to the people who got to marry these folks.
But they make it work. Exactly. And the thing is,
but they unhappy.
Yeah. They don't have a choice but to make it work.
they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
All aren't unhappy. I know a happy arranged marriage.
Well, I'm not saying all unhappy, but I'm saying like people, a number of people that are in arranged marriages are not happy is because somebody else put them together. They didn't choose this person for themselves. Somebody took the control out of their hands, and now that's just almost like me making the decision about where you gonna live, and you the one that got to live there. But I chose the house.
Choice made, because they're not choosing right. Somebody arranged. Yeah.
Hell, that would be the same case for all of us. We've all chose some messed up people. So if somebody else chose for us, would that make it better?
Think about married at first sight.
Try other things. Married at first sight was that woman and that guy. They're still married. Married at first sight. So you have people that date for years and get married and break up. And then you have people that date for 6 months, get married and still together. Like there's some time and you just got to pick the right person.
Yeah, JB said this earlier. I believe he said this. He said a couple of things tonight. You know, JB, thank you for for your input. You know, you've been
JB. Your two sentences have been greatly appreciated for this
evening.
Greatly
appreciate.
Amen.
But
I tried both of them down.
But think about these two things he said. He made a reference to Chris Rock and talking about marriage is not hard. And I agree with that. I believe that. I don't think relationships in general are hard. It's the people in the relationships, and that's what makes it difficult. However, when you start thinking about the makeup of men and women in our society, and we make hella choices all the time. Mika said this earlier, why are relationship choices so difficult? Like we make instant choices in a host of things we do in our life. Like literally, if you really think about your entire day, every day, how many times are you on the fence about the choices you're making? Most times you're making hella choices fairly quickly, right? But when it comes to relationship, I don't know why that becomes now, I can't really make the right decision, or I keep making the wrong decision. When it's in fact, you got to take a deeper look, I believe, at yourself and why you're making these choices. Why why you keep choosing the same type of women? Why you keep choosing the same type of men? Because that's not the total makeup of all the men and women in society that are eligible and available. Hear what I said. Eligible and available for you. Right. So like we don't take enough onus in the choices we make as people individuals. Like we go out and hunt for a job and then complain about the job itself. Then the job becomes a problem. Not the fact that we chose the job because we had a choice not to accept that job. We didn't have to accept because they offered it to us. You didn't have to. So yeah, that's what
sometimes a job ends up not being what you thought. And same with people. People, so you choose. And I think cool Uncle Nate mentioned that before about vetting more, because sometimes we do spend more time picking everything other than the person we spend our life with. Like, I will read 1,000 reviews on Amazon before I purchase a candle holder.
Me too.
Like, you be in Walmart looking at all the tomatoes. You done touched 100 tomatoes before you put one in that plastic bag. But then you go on this date, you like, I want him to be my husband. That you part. Don't know anything, but he fit this look at the moment. And now he's a credit card scammer or a womanizer.
Or like, serial killer.
Uncle Nate said it best when he's like, we vet everything else better than we vet people for our lives and in our personal space.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys, we got to leave it right there. It's been a great conversation, man. Like,
it has been.
Good job, cool topic, Uncle Nate.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Give him applause.
Give it to him.
Hey, let's give him some cheers. He don't need regular applause. He needs cheers.
Hercules.
God damn it.
Hercules. Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
And no, by the
y'all
way,
know, I heard this joke. It was a couple. I don't remember what I was watching, but it was an older black couple, and they asked them how they managed to stay together for so long and what their secret was. And the man said neither one of them wanted the kids, so they had to make it work.
They made it work because they ain't want the kids.
Oh, they weren't gonna divide the kids.
So. Wow.
Neither one of them wanted the kids.
They didn't want the kids,
so they stayed together for the kids.
After the kids were grown, they were still together, because I think they had been married for like 50 some odd years.
Did you misspell that joke or something?
No. They were saying neither one wanted to take full custody of the kids.
Okay.
And then by the time the kids were grown, they realized that they were able to work through all of their problems, and they were really happy together. So
wow, they almost made a rash decision.
Wow. Yeah, but I thought that was funny.
That's profound.
Like, we just gonna stay together.
It is. All right. Well,
get your ass off the fence.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to give us a follow, rate us, and leave a comment, because we'd love to hear your thoughts. And until next time, get your ass off the fence.